to the La Plata Tournament 2022 as the opening game, a 4-5 girls game. It's number 4 seed North Shelby Lady Raiders and a number 5 seed Putnam County Lady Midgets, and North Shelby with the basketball. As they get it to Natalie Thrash on the left wing, she steps into a 3, skips across the rim, no good. And Carly Seaton comes off the rebound for Putnam County. And now Seaton loses the handle on the basketball, and they're going to call, well, on the floor was Ava Williams, and Landa Daniels called a timeout right off the bat as we have no score in the ball game. And let me run through the starting lineups. As we have this timeout for North Shelby, it's going to be Natalie Thrasher. She's a junior. Andy Belt, a sophomore. Sierra Kirby, a junior. Meg Shively, a junior. And Amy Williams, a junior. So it'll be Natalie Thrasher, Andy Belt, Sierra Kirby, Meg Shively, and Amy Williams. The Lady Raiders, 9-6, and coached by Landon Daniels. For Putnam County, Elise Perkins, a freshman. Grace Nelly, a senior. Adeline Dickerson, a junior. Carly Seaton, a sophomore. And Jessalyn Knowles, a junior. The Lady Midgets, 8-7. As inbounds pass comes to Meg Shively. She missed a wide-open layup, and Elise Perkins off of the rebound. Gives it to Seaton, and Seaton brings it across the timeline. It'll be an extended 1-2-2 zone by North Shelby as Perkins around the top of the key to the right wing to Knowles. Gets it to Perkins on the left wing for 3. It's no good. And off of the rebound comes Ava Williams. Williams in a hurry down the far sideline. She'll give the ball to Natalie Thrasher on the left wing. Down on the baseline, it goes to Meg Shively. Back to Thrasher, inside to Williams. 10-footer on the way. No good. Fight for the rebound, and out with it comes Natalie Thrasher. She'll try another 3. Pinballs in and out. No good. And the rebound comes out to Sierra Kirby. So Kirby in the center circle gets the ball to Andy Belt on the right wing. Belt beyond the arc, looks for somebody. Kicks the ball out to Thrasher to top the key, back to Belt. Passed up to 3. Now Belt has a ball slapped away and picked up by Elise Perkins. She gives it underneath to Jessalyn Knowles. Puts it up, no good. Perkins gets the rebound. Gives it to Dickerson. Puts it up and in. Adeline Dickerson with 2 points. Little pressure by Putnam County. They get it across the timeline to Thrasher. Now Kirby on the left wing. Inside the arc, skips it over to Belt on the right wing beyond the arc. Inside to Ava Williams. Now to Shively underneath. And the ball's loose on the floor. They call it jump ball. Alternating possession comes back to Putnam County. So Grace Nelly will inbound to Carly Seaton. And Seaton will bring the ball across the timeline. Gives the ball to Perkins on the left wing beyond the arc. Now Perkins inside the arc gives it back to Seaton. Seaton stops, pops from 14. No good. Dickerson off the rebound. Gets it back out to Elise Perkins. Perkins between the two circles. Now Knowles in the left corner. Tried to go inside to Dickerson. Whistle and a foul. And a foul may be on Ava Williams, and it will be. So Ava Williams picks up her first foul. First team foul against North Shelby. Perkins to inbound underneath her own basket in the left corner to Snelly. Gets it out to Knowles on the left wing. To the right wing, Elise Perkins for 3. No good. Rebound is Jessalyn Knowles. Went back up with it. She is fouled. I think Ava Williams just picked up her second personal foul. Yes, she did. So 2 fouls on Williams as getting sent to check in. Jaylee Merrick. First free throw up. Got it. So Jessalyn Knowles has her first points of the ball game as Williams will set down. Merrick checks in. 5:41 left to play in the first quarter. As Knowles, second free throw up, got them both. So 2 points for Jessalyn Knowles. It's 4-0. Putnam with the lead. A little pressure by Putnam County is Kirby. Bounce pass across the timeline to Thrasher. Gives it on the left wing to Barrick. Inside to Meg Shively. Puts it up and got it. 2 points for Meg Shively. 4-2. Putnam with the lead. And the basketball is Perkins. Well, that's Carly Seaton across the timeline. On the far sideline, Seaton goes out of bounds. She walked with it. They had her trapped on the sideline. Nice defense by North Shelby. As Andy Belt will inbound to Kirby. Kirby will walk it across the timeline. Bounce pass to Andy Belt. Belt lost the ball. Now picks it back up on the sideline. Tried to get it to Shively. It does. Now Thrasher inside to Barrick. to Kirby on the left wing. Dribble drive into the paint, lost it, and picked up by Perkins. She gives it to Seaton, right back to Perkins. As Perkins across the timeline, Knowles has it on the left wing beyond the arc. Looks inside, finds Grace Snelly, and Snelly tried to get it to Dickerson. No, stolen away by Shively. She gets it to Kirby. Kirby down the far sideline, and Kirby double-dribbled the basketball. As Kirby ran into Elise Perkins, dribbled into her, lost the ball, then around Perkins, picked it back up, and then double-dribbled. So Elise Perkins with the basketball to Carly Simon. Carly Seaton, rather, not Carly Simon. Seaton with the basketball on the left wing to the top of the key. Gives it back to, well, that was Perkins to Seaton. To Knowles inside to Dickerson. Puts up the shot off the right block. No good. And a foul's going to be on Jaylee Barrick. So Barrick picks up her first foul. Adeline Dickerson will be at the line and shoot two shots. First shot up. Got it. 3 points for Adeline Dickerson. Three looking for four. Shots on the way. Got them both. 4 points. Adeline Dickerson, it's 6-2. Putnam County with the lead. 4:25 left to play in the first quarters. Kirby, bad pass, stolen away by Knowles. And Knowles walked with it. Tried to step around Sierra Kirby, and she walked with it. Now Landon Daniel wants a timeout. 4:18 left to play in the first quarter. It's Putnam County 6 and North Shelby 2, back in 60 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Putnam County State Bank is your hometown bank, and they take pride in offering their customers all the modern-day conveniences they expect from their financial institution. They offer a complete array of personal, real estate, and agriculture loans with decisions made locally. Putnam County State Bank has a staff that's friendly, confidential, and well-trained. Stop by and see them at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville or Milan. Putnam County State Bank, your hometown bank, member FDIC.
Small towns are built upon the support of the people who call them home. When we all work together, there are no limits to what we can achieve. For over two decades, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We lift up the people and the programs that unite us. Thanks to your dedication, we're able to support the communities we serve in multiple ways, taking us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Putnam County students and athletes.
Welcome back, everybody, to the LaPlata Tournament as North Shelby with the basketball. Pressure by Putnam County as going to inside to make Shively on the left block. She passed it up to Andy Bell. Bell put up the shot, no good. And then on the rebound, she picked up the foul over the back of Elise Perkins. So Snelly will inbound to Perkins. Perkins will bring it across the timeline, gives the ball to Knowles on the left wing underneath to a wide open Adeline Dickerson, puts it off glass, got it. 6 points for Dickerson, and it's 8-2, Putnam to the lead. Here comes Andy Belt to Thrasher on the left wing to Kirby inside to Shively, puts it up, would not go down. Shively gets the rebound and tries to get it back out and does to Kirby. Kirby takes it to the basket, lays it up and in. So Sierra Kirby has 2 points, and it's 8-4. Putnam County with the lead in the basketball as Knowles gives it to Snelly at the free throw line. Now Perkins for three, bullseye. Elise Perkins makes it 11-4. 3 points for Perkins. Kirby against Pressure. Gets across the timeline to Belt. Top of the key to Barrick. Gives it to Thrasher on the left wing. Down under to a wide open Meg Shively. Put up the shot and missed it, but she knew the foul. As the foul's going to be on Jesslyn Knowles. Knowles picks up her first foul, and Meg Shively will be at the line to shoot two. Shively has 2 points, looking for three. Eyes it, fires it, and wins it out, no good. As Jenna Knowles now checks in the ball game, Jesslyn will set down. So Shively set for a second free throw. Eyes it, fires it, didn't get it. And off the rebound, Adeline Dickerson. Dickerson gets it out to Seaton. Seaton across to Elise Perkins. Perkins turns, gives it to Snelly. Snelly has it between the two circles on the left wing. Perkins in the left corner. Jenna Knowles as Geneno tried to get it back out to Seaton, kicked out of bounds by Kirby. So Lee Carly Seaton to inbound to Perkins between the two circles. Bounce pass, high post to Snelly. Snelly gives it to Geneno, puts it up from five and got it. 2 points for Jenna Knowles, 13-4. Putnam with the lead as Kirby to the right wing, gets it inside to Berry. Shot off glass, no good. Rebound put back up, no good. That was by Andy Belt, and Snelly comes off the rebound to Perkins. Perkins gives it to Snelly between the two circles to Seaton on the right wing, dribble drive into the paint, and she lost it. Off her knee, it goes out of bounds. So it'll be North Shelby basketball as Jesslyn Knowles will check in, and Carly Seaton checks out. Andy Belt will check out. And into the ball game comes Addie Ohlmeyer for North Shelby. And Ohlmeyer has the basketball, gives it to Kirby against Prasher. Across the timeline, they tried to get it to Berry. Batted away, picked up by Dickerson. Here comes Putnam County, up 13-4. As Perkins bounce pass to Jenna Knowles. That was Gesslin. She makes a bad pass, stolen away by North Shelby. Here comes Sierra Kirby to the basket, lays up, no good. And Elise Perkins off with the rebound. Then Jesslyn Knowles to Perkins. Perkins gives it back to Jesslyn in the center circle. Now she gives it to Jenna Knowles on the right wing in the right corner to Perkins. Lob underneath, intended for Dickerson, picked up by Snelly, threw up an air ball. Berry comes out with it as Berry looks for somebody. Tried to get it ahead to Ohlmeyer. That was Russell McEwen. And she wasn't looking for it, stolen back by Putnam County. Now Jesslyn Knowles for three, bullseye. 5 points for Jesslyn Knowles, 16-4. Putnam County girls with the lead. Kirby tried to get it across the line to Ohlmeyer. Batted away by Perkins, and now Perkins throws it away and taken away by Sierra Kirby. As Kirby runs into Jesslyn Knowles, they're going to call the foul on Knowles. So Jesslyn Knowles picks up her second personal foul. That'll send Sierra Kirby to the line. She'll shoot a pair as back in the Jesslyn Knowles will set down. Adeline Dickerson will set down. And into the ball game for Putnam County, Macy Hindy. It's now going to call the foul on Hindy, I think. Yep, they will. So Hindy picks up the foul, and Berry gets the line to shoot a one-and-one. Shot up, no good. Well, it was a two-shot foul. So Jaylee Berry looking for her first points of the ball game. Missed the first one, the second one on the way, and got it. So Jaylee Berry with 1 point. It's 16-5. Putnam County the lead. Snelly in the backcourt gives it to Seaton. Seaton brings it across the timeline. Inside the arc of the right wing. Now, Jenna Knowles for three. No good. Hindy tried to save it in bounds. Couldn't do it. It comes back to North Shelby with 51 seconds left to play in the first quarter. 1-2-2 zone trap by Putnam County as Kirby on the near sideline. Tried to get it down to Natalie Fraser. It goes out of bounds off Fraser's hand. So a turnover, North Shelby. Elise Perkins with the basketball to Carly Seaton. Seaton, dribble drive down the right lane. Now Jenna Knowles walks with it. So Jenna Knowles turns it right back. 35 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Thrasher gets a half-court pass. Now bad pass to Berrick. Right to Snelly. Snelly gives it to Seaton. Seaton tried to get it inside to Hindy on the right block. About knocked out of bounds. It'll be Putnam County basketball. Out of bounds underneath throwing basket. Elise Perkins will inbound on the right wing to Snelly. His pass is batted away. Stolen away by Kirby. Puts it off glass. Got it. Where Kirby with four. Frazier by Putnam County. And again, it's batted away this time by Berry, but picked up by Seaton in the backcourt across the timeline. It goes from Snelly to Seaton for three. No good, airballed it, and Kirby comes away with it. Kirby in a double team, dribbles out of it, and that's the end of the first quarter with the score. Putnam County 16, North Shelby 7. Back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
Putnam County R1 schools are honored to have the opportunity to educate tomorrow's leaders. Citizenship, perseverance, respect, responsibility, and teamwork are all characteristics that they strive to teach their students to be successful in life. Putnam County R1 schools take pride in their students' achievements, whether it's on or off the field, in Putnam County midget teams. For the best weekly coverage of local news, sports, county government, social news, and much more, read the Unionville Republican. They've provided continuous coverage for people in Putnam County for over 145 years. For your convenience, they have an email address for your news and advertising at urep@nemer.net. That's urep@nemer.net. Or call 660-947-2222, 660-947-2222.
Welcome back, everybody, to the La Plata Tournament, the 2022 La Plata Tournament. As we start the second quarter of this first-round girls' game, it's Putnam County leading North Shelby 16-7. And North Shelby will have the basketball. Andy Bell back in the game. She'll inbound on the far sideline, gets it to Sierra Kirby, and here we go. A 2-3 zone for Putnam County, and the pass goes to Thrasher right through her hands and out of bounds. So Seton will inbound to Perkins. Perkins gets it down to Dickerson on the left wing. Dickerson kicks it back out to Seton. Seton walked with it. She went into the paint thinking she would bounce past it to Dickerson, and the ball slipped out of her hands. She walked with it. So here comes Kirby to Thrasher on the right wing, and a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Adeline Dickerson. That's her first. The fourth team foul against Putnam County. Four team fouls against North Shelby. Ava Williams in the right corner to Thrasher on the right wing. Now Kirby for three. No good. And Belt comes off the rebound. Belt walked with it. Well, no, it was blocked when she went up. They call a jump ball, alternated possession. Stays with Putnam County. So Putnam with the basketball. Gives it to Perkins across the timeline to Seton. Seton to Dickerson. 15, putter on the way. Air ball that one. And Ava Williams comes out with the rebound. Williams looks for somebody to throw it to. Finds Kirby. Kirby across the timeline to Meg Shively. And Snelly intercepts the pass. Snelly gives the ball to Seton. Ahead it goes to Dickerson. Back to Perkins on the left wing. Perkins gives it back to Seton on the left wing beyond the arc. Now Snelly at the top of the key. Snelly thought about it. Now he's going to try a 15-footer. Missed it. And Ava Williams off the rebound. As Williams down the near sideline, a whistle and a foul. And the foul is going to be on Elise Perkins. And that's her first. So first foul on Elise Perkins. Andy Belt will check out. Addie Allmire will check back in for the Lady Raiders. Gives the ball to Kirby. Back to Allmire on the right wing, on the right baseline. Ava Williams bounced pass through the paint. Intended for Kirby, knocked out of bounds by Jenna Knowles. So North Shelby will inbound underneath her own basket. Kirby to Trigger. Gets it in to Williams. Sort of a shot blocked by Dickerson. Goes out of bounds. And it'll still be North Shelby ladies basketball as Sierra Kirby gets it to Williams. 10-footer on the way off glass. Got it. 2 points for Ava Williams at 16-9. Let him with the lead. And the basketball as Carly Seton to Perkins. And Perkins across the timeline to the left wing. Bounce pass to Seton. Seton gives the ball to Jenna Knowles. Now Snelly at the free throw line, tried to put up a shot, blocked by Natalie Thrasher. They call Snelly for the travel as Kirby gives the ball to Thrasher on the left wing. Now she tried to fight Williams, led Williams a little bit too much. It goes out of bounds. So it'll be Putnam County basketball. Putnam County's been stuck on 16 for quite a while. Elise Perkins brings it across the timeline, gets the ball to Jenna Knowles. Now inside it goes to Dickerson. Missed his shot. Snelly gets it and missed it. Dickerson comes off the rebound, gets it out to Jenna Knowles, and she walked with it. Now Jesslyn Knowles will check in, and Elise Perkins will set down for a breather. 5:54 left to play in the first half. Olmeyer will inbound to Kirby. As Kirby will walk the ball. Well, no, she'll give it to Olmeyer. Now back to Kirby, still in the backcourt. Kirby across the timeline to the left wing. Ava Williams drives the baseline, cut off. Now Kirby will try a three, no good. Ava Williams, the rebound, her put back, no good. And she's tied up by Dickerson. Jump ball, alternating possession, stays with North Shelby. So Sierra Kirby will inbound underneath her own basket. Kirby trying to bounce past to Ava Williams. And Williams had the ball slapped out of her hand out of bounds. So Kirby will try it again. Gets it to Olmeyer in the right corner. Olmeyer on the right side of the circle. Bounce pass to Berrick, top of the key to Kirby. Now Shively on the left baseline. To Kirby inside to Williams. Puts up the shot. No good. And Adeline Dickerson off with the rebound. As Dickerson gives it to Jesslyn Knowles. And Knowles gives it to Seton between the two circles. Seton to Jenna Knowles on the left wing. Now to the right wing, Jesslyn Knowles, and she walked with it. Pass was tipped, and by the time Jesslyn got control of it, she walked with it. So Elise Perkins will check back in as Jenna Knowles will set down. 5:06 in county left to play in the first half. Still 16-9 is Kirby. Gets the ball across the timeline to Shively. Shively falls down, gets the ball out to Olmeyer inside to Shively. She gets back in there. Ava Williams, now Kirby for three. No good. And Ava Williams, the rebound, puts it up and got it. 4 points for Ava Williams. 16-11 as Snelly gets the ball to Seton. Now Elise Perkins had the ball slapped out of her hand. And it goes out of bounds. And a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Meg Shively. So Shively picks up her first foul. Elise Perkins underneath her own basket for Putnam County. Gets it to Dickerson. Back to Perkins on the baseline. To Seton. Seton tried to dribble drive, stolen away by Kirby. Kirby will go to the house, lays it up, and got it. Aaron Kirby with 6 points. 3 point Putnam County lead. 16-13 with the basketball. They try to get it to Snelly. And the pass is slapped out of bounds by Meg Shively. So Snelly will inbound on their sideline. Snelly gets it in to Carly Seton. Seton bounce pass to Jesslyn Knowles on the right wing. And now Perkins for three. No good. Rebound. Dickerson put it up, missed it. And Ava Williams off the rebound. She'll bring it down the near sideline as Williams cut off on the right baseline. Olmeyer, now it's stolen away by Carly Seton. Puts it up, got it. And Carly Seton with the left hand. She has two, and it's back to a five-point Putnam lead. 3:35 left to play in the first half. As Kirby across the timeline, Olmeyer. Now Berrick has it in the left corner. Dribbles to the left wing. Williams gets it underneath to Shively. Puts the shot up, no good. And a rebound. Tipped out of bounds and last touch by Ava Williams. So Carly Seton will inbound. Low pressure by North Shelby. Jesslyn Knowles gets across the timeline to Snelly, and Snelly dribbled it off her foot, goes out of bounds. So we traded turnovers again as Olmeyer gets it into Kirby. As Kirby across to Olmeyer on the left wing, Shively in the left corner. Shively looks for somebody. Gets it to Williams on the left baseline. Back to Shively for three. Airballed it. And out with the rebound comes Elise Perkins. Putnam County up by five with the basketball. Carly Seton between the two circles. Gives it to Jesslyn Knowles. Inside, they try to ram it into Snelly. Batted away and stolen away by Meg Shively. To Ava Williams on the left wing. Olmeyer, top of the key. To Kirby on the right wing. Kirby trying to get it down to Berrick. Slapped out of bounds by Jesslyn Knowles. As Natalie Thrasher will check in, Andy Belk checks back in. Also checking, Marissa McEwen checks in for North Shelby. And now we have a timeout on the floor. 2:43 left to play in the first half. Putnam County 18, North Shelby 13. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
For the best weekly coverage of local news, sports, county government, social news, and much more, read the Unionville Republican. They've provided continuous coverage for people in Putnam County for over 145 years. For your convenience, they have an email address for your news and advertising at urep@nemer.net. That's urep@nemer.net. Or call 660-947-2222, 660-947-2222.
Welcome back, everybody, to the La Plata Tournament 2022. We have 2:43 left to play in the first half. As North Shelby, the basketball, Andy Bell throws up a three, no good. Aiden Williams, the rebound, gives it out to Bell. And it's slapped out of her hands by Jesslyn Knowles. It'll be North Shelby basketball out of bounds on the near sideline as Natalie Frazier will inbound. Gets the ball to Omar on the right wing. Bounce pass to Frazier in the right corner as Frazier gets the ball inside to Aiden Williams. Falls down. And now pass stolen away by Perkins. Perkins gives it to Snelly. Snelly passed up the shot, but Jesslyn Knowles will take it. Missed it. Gets the rebound in the right corner. Gets it inside to Snelly. Snelly too far into the basket. Put up the shot. Dickerson with the rebound. Now Perkins for three on the way. No good. Spins in and out. And Ava Williams with the rebound. As Williams had Thrasher wide open. Didn't see her. Now Andy Belt. Give one off the side of the leg. So this is, he's had more turnovers than scoring in this ball game. So Jenna Knowles comes in. Jesslyn Knowles will check out as Snelly will inbound. Gets it to Elise Perkins. Perkins gives the ball to Jenna Knowles. Kicks it out to Carly Seaton. Now Perkins for three. No good. Fight for the rebound. Batted out of bounds. And last touch by Putnam County. 1:41 left to play in the first half. Still 18-13. Points hard to come by in this ball game. Kirby will bring it across. Oh, that's Andy Belt. Gives it to McEwen in the right corner. To Belt. Now they get it to Olmeyer on the left wing. To McEwen in the right corner. Andy Belt on the right wing. McEwen gets it inside to Natalie Felicia. Throws up an air ball from five. And out with the rebound was North Shelby and Andy Belt. Dribble drive into the paint, put up a shot, missed it, but she knew the foul. The foul's going to be on Elise Perkins. So Andy Belt looking for her first points of the ball game. Her shot up, got it. First points for Andy Belt. Now Kirby will check back in, and Marissa McEwen will check out. 1:15 left to play in the first half. Bell's second free throw, no good. Andre Snelly off the rebound. Snelly to Seaton down the far sideline to the right wing. Seaton gives the ball to Dickerson in the right corner. Now Dickerson drives the baseline, puts up the shot, hits the side of the backboard, and off the rebound, Olmeyer to Kirby down the right side. Kirby kicks the ball off to Ava Williams, throws up an air ball. Natalie Frazier with the rebound, kicks it back out the Belt for three. No good, and off the rebound, Elise Perkins to Grace Snelly. Now Perkins. As Perkins gives it across the timeline to Seaton. Seaton will take it to the house, lays it up, missed it. And Natalie Frazier off the rebound. As Frazier straddles the timeline, gives it back to Kirby. Kirby at the free throw line to Belt and right through Belt's hands and out of bounds. So Meg Shively will check in. Who's going to check out? It'll be Andy Belt. So 25 seconds left to play in the first half. As Perkins gives the ball to Seaton on the left wing. In the left corner, Jenna Knowles. Back to Seaton on the left wing. Dribble drive into the paint. Throws up the shot. No good. Grace Snelly with a rebound. Puts it off glass. Got it. 2 points for Grace Snelly. Down to 6 seconds. As here comes Ava Williams. Throws up a prayer. No good. Jenna Knowles off the rebound. And that's the end of the first half. Put the score. Putnam County 20, North Shelby 14. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
You probably wouldn't leave thousands of dollars on the table at a diner. Why leave thousands on the table with your tax return? Jackson Hewitt will help make sure you don't. This year, there are thousands of dollars worth of new tax credits. Your Jackson Hewitt tax pro will help you track down every last one, so you get your biggest refund guaranteed. Don't leave thousands on the table this year. Discover thousands of dollars in tax credits instead.
Check, please.
Learn more at jacksonhewitt.com.
Nerds.
Dreaming of adventure beyond your backyard? NerdWallet can help you compare and find the smartest credit cards to get there. Use NerdWallet to compare travel cards with bonus miles to go from working from home to relaxing far, far away. Then use NerdWallet to compare cashback cards and turn everyday purchases into a beachside cabana big enough for the whole family.
Or sand for the third tower.
She's the only boss you'll be answering to this week. Nice castle. Compare your way there. Find the smartest financial products for you on NerdWallet.
If you have a high school senior, scholarships are available from NEMER and the Foundation for Rural Services. Visit their website at NEMER.net and click on the scholarship link. NEMER's $500 scholarship applications are due by March 31st, so hurry and apply. NEMER Telecom loves to give back to you, their loyal customers. Thank you for allowing NEMER to be your internet service provider.
You know your closet well, but what does it sound like? Yes, your closet. Does it whisper your taste? Does it scream your taste? The new Stitch Fix Freestyle, your personalized store, gets to know your unique style and fit. Its selection transforms to show you only the looks and trends you love. With a store that evolves alongside your taste, your closet will scream, so you, without actually screaming. Introducing Stitch Fix Freestyle for women and men, your personalized store. We're so you.
Welcome back, everybody, to the La Plata Tournament. First night of the La Plata Tournament 2022. And we're at halftime this first game of the tournament. It's a 4-5 matchup. The number four seed, North Shelby Lady Raiders, Putnam County Lady Midgets, the fifth seed, and Putnam County leading here at halftime, 20-14. Taking a look at the first half scoring, first four, Putnam County. Elise Perkins with 3 points. Jenna Knowles with two. Grace Nelly with two. Adeline Dickerson with six. Carly Seaton with two. And Jesslyn Knowles with five. For North Shelby, Natalie Rep, Andy Belt with 1 point. Sierra Kirby with six. J.C. Barrick with one, Meg Shiloh with two, and Ava Williams with four. Putnam County led 16-7 after one quarter. North Shelby outscored Putnam 7-4 in the second quarter, and Putnam County leads here at halftime 20-14. I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
This Missouri Net Sports Report is presented by Missouri's Natural Gas Operators. If you smell gas, leave fast and call your gas company.
Missouri Net Sports and Bill Pollack, the Kansas City Chiefs, will try to make it to their third straight Super Bowl, hosting their fourth AFC Championship game against the Cincinnati Bengals on Sunday. Kansas City continues to get healthier. Every player was a full participant in practice yesterday, including safety Tyrann Mathieu, who suffered a concussion last Sunday. Defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo says that really affected their game plan against the Bills.
It took us a little bit by surprise, obviously, when Tyrann got hurt early. We did have a package. We were going to do something a little bit different, that we had to throw the thing completely out, that we had especially for Buffalo. So that set us back a little bit, but we didn't play, you know, nearly the defense we wanted to.
In the first meeting between the Chiefs and Bengals, Cincy quarterback Joe Burrow threw for 446 yards and four touchdowns, with three of those going to Ja'Marr Chase, who finished with 266 yards receiving. Spagnuolo says playing them once helped teach them something.
I just think one of the things that we found out firsthand is that, you know, their quarterback and that receiver really work well together. They know each other real well. Obviously, the time together at LSU, those two together are a dynamic duo.
But the Bengals are built on an offense much like the Chiefs. Not only do they have Chase at wide receiver, they also have T. Martin and tight end C.J. Uzomah.
Throughout the course of the season, all three of those guys have been the leading receiver for them on a given day. So they're all capable of what we call wrecking the game. Quarterback knows where to go with the ball. I mean, he's sharp enough to know that if you're taking one of his guys away, he's going to go someplace else. So we'll have to play that cat and mouse game.
The Blues earned a split in their home and home with the Flames, beating Calgary 5-1. Tomorrow, the Mizzou men's basketball team takes on 24th-ranked Iowa State. Bill Pollack, Missouri Net Sports.
And welcome back, everybody, to the La Plata Tournament. I'm Donnie Middleton, Hey, you're listening to Putnam County Lady Midget Basketball on your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa. KMEM-FM Memphis. We're at halftime of this first girls game, and Putnam County leading North Shelby 20-14. Coming up next, it's the first round boys game, and it's a 4-5 matchup. Number 4 Atlanta will play number 5 Schuyler County. The third game of the night, it's a girls matchup. Number 1 seed Schuyler County ladies will play number 8 Kirksville JV. And then to wrap up tonight at 9 o'clock, it's a boys' first round game. Number 1 seed Putnam County will take on number 8 La Plata. So we're going to be here for all four games tonight. I'll have the first two for you, and then Andy will be here to bring you home with the last two. Then coming up tomorrow night, since we are not going to be here at the La Plata tournament, I'll be at Clark County High School, Clark County and Palmyra, and that game will start at 5 o'clock. Because of the weather or the anticipated weather, we're going to try to get ahead of it a little bit. As Jason Church called me this morning, and that game will start at 5 o'clock, and you heard both the girls and the boys on the radio. Then, again, depending on the weather, we'll be back here Wednesday night for probably all four games again with Putnam County and Schuyler County. Thursday night, weather permitting, I'll be at Putnam County High School for a makeup conference game, Princeton girls and boys at Putnam County. Then we should be back over here on Friday for a couple of games and on Saturday for a couple of games. So that's the way it looks if we don't get 10 inches of snow. Even 6 inches of snow could move everything, shift everything around. So stay tuned to KMM because we're going to be around the first to know if something happens here. Well, of course, if Mother Nature decides we're not going to play basketball, all you have to do is look out the window, and you can probably pretty well tell that there'll be no ball games tonight, but we'll have it for you on the radio nonetheless. 20-14 as Putnam County leading North Shelby, and I'll be back with the third quarter in a moment. KMM Sports.
For the best weekly coverage of local news, sports, county government, social news, and much more, read the Unionville Republican. They've provided continuous coverage for people in Putnam County for over 145 years. For your convenience, they have an email address for your news and advertising at urep@nemer.net. That's urep@nemer.net. Or call 660-947-2222, 660-947-2222.
This week at Macy's, get 20 to 50% off great Valentine's Day gifts, like dazzling designs from our fine jewelry collections, now 35 to 70% off. Find incredible sapphire, ruby, aquamarine, and amethyst jewelry specials from Effie, 65% off. And get a $29.99 diamond pendant bonus buy with any $25 purchase while supplies last. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street, and we were back on the road in no time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome back, everybody, to the La Plata tournament as both teams headed to their respective benches as we get ready to start the second half. As the next game coming up is Schuyler County Atlanta boys. Then after that will be Schuyler girls, and Schuyler County has showed up. And they just look like to me when they showed up, they doubled the crowd. So again, both teams around Land Williams at North Shelby and Keith Smith, the coach for Putnam County. Very low scoring first half as a lot of shots put up, wouldn't go to end, and a lot of turnovers. So Putnam County with a 6-point lead and the basketball to start the third quarter. As Grace Nelly will inbound Ducarte Seaton, and Seaton will bring it across the timeline, give it to Perkins on the right wing. Now Seaton will try a three, no good, and White for the rebound. At least Perkins had it. Well, Kirby had it first. Perkins took it away, and then she was tied up by Natalie Thrasher. So alternating possession goes back to North Shelby as Kirby will walk across the timeline for the Lady Raiders. Gives it to Thrasher on the left wing. Tried to go down on the baseline to Meg Shively. Knocked out of her hand out of bounds by Dickerson. So Thrasher will inbound on the left wing to Kirby. Thrasher gets it back to Kirby, to Thrasher. Thrasher will try a three. Bullseye! Natalie Thrasher just cuts Putnam's lead in half, 20-17. Top of the key, Seaton. Perkins. Now Knowles has it right wing. Drives the baseline. Throws up an air ball, and Kirby comes away with it. Kirby across the timeline to Thrasher on the left wing. Underneath a wide open Meg Shively puts it up and in. 4 points for Meg Shively, a 1 point Putnam County lead. Seaton at the top of the key. Joe Knowles on the left, right wing. Now the left wing to Seaton. And a whistle and a foul. And the foul's going to be on Ava Williams, and that's her third. So three fouls on Ava Williams. And Barrick immediately off the bench, and Ava Williams will sit down. It'll be Perkins to inbound underneath her own basket. Perkins gets it in to Dickerson. Puts up the shot blocked by Meg Shively. Out with it comes Natalie Thrasher. As Thrasher between the two circles. Bounce pass to Kirby. And Kirby between the two circles. Gives the ball to Belt on the left wing. Dribble drive inside the arc. Gives it back to Thrasher. Top of the key. Now inside shots put up by Barry. Missed it. But through the foul. As the foul is going to be on Grace Snelly, and that's her first. At the line is Jaylee Barrick. As one, now make it two, and we're tied. So North Shelby comes out on a 6-0 run in the first minute and a half of the second half. As Barrick's next free throw got them both. And North Shelby has their first lead of the ball game, 21-20. So Carly Seaton with the basketball. We'll bring it across the timeline to the top of the key. Now Perkins on the left wing to the right wing. Jesslyn Knowles for three. No good. And Kirby comes off the rebound. Takes it down the far sideline. Kirby kicks it off to Bell for three. Bullseye! Out of the right corner. Andy Bell with 4 points. And now Keith Smith wants a timeout. 8-0 run by North Shelby to start the third quarter. 6:08 left to play in the third quarter. It's North Shelby 24, Putnam County 20, back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
If you have a high school senior, scholarships are available from NEMER and the Foundation for Rural Services. Visit their website at NEMER.net and click on the scholarship link. NEMER's $500 scholarship applications are due by March 31st, so hurry and apply. NEMER Telecom loves to give back to you, their loyal customers. Thank you for allowing NEMER to be your internet service provider.
Back at the Plata Tournament, 2022, 24-20, North Shelby on an 8-0 run. Putting with the basketball, Carly Seaton gives it to Jesslyn Knowles. Now back to Seaton. They tried to get it to the dotted line, battled away, and now Seaton gets it back. And put up the shot that she walked with it. The North Shelby with the basketball, pressure by Putnam County. As Barrick gets it into Kirby, and Kirby dribbles into a double team and gets the ball out to Natalie Thrasher. Barrick inside to Shively, off glass, got it. 6 points for Meg Shively, a 10-0 run by North Shelby as Jesslyn Knowles. To Elise Perkins for three, off the further end, no good. Whistle and a foul, and they're going to call a jump ball. Well, they're going to call all on Adeline Dickerson. So Dickerson picks up her second personal foul. Again, a 10-0 run by by North Shelby with the basketball. That's Kirby. Gets the ball across the timeline to Thrasher, and pass is slapped out of bounds by Grace Snelly. So Thrasher will inbound on the far sideline, gives it to Kirby. Back to Thrasher on the right wing. Inside to Shively to Berry. Clay puts it up and got it. 5 points for Jaden Berry. A 12-0 run as Thrasher. Little 10-foot runner got it, as that was Jessel Knowles, rather. 7 points for Jessel Knowles. Breaks the run. And North Shelby the basketball. They give it to Natalie Thrasher, to Kirby. Kirby tried to bounce pass inside to Shively. Ball was kicked by Putnam County, so it'll be North Shelby basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. As Berrick had to tie her shoelace, Kirby to inbound. Gets it right in front of the basket to Thrasher. Puts up the shot, missed it, but she drew the foul. The foul's going to be on Jesselyn Knowles, and that's her third. So three fouls on Jesselyn Knowles. Natalie Thrasher at the line with three, make it four. 4 points for Natalie Thrasher. Jenna Knowles will check in. Grace Snelly will check out for Putnam County. 4:55 left to play in the third quarter. Next shot up, got it. 5 points for Natalie Thrasher. 8 point North Shelby lead, 30-22. Here comes Jessalyn Knowles across the timeline. To Perkins on the left wing. Trying to get a lazy pass over, trying to find Perkins. And it knocked away. Now Thrasher takes it into the paint on the left block, and she walked with it. So a turnover, North Shelby gives it right back to Putnam as Perkins will inbound to Jessalyn Knowles. And Knowles will bring it across the timeline, give the ball to Seaton on the right wing. Knowles, top of the key for three. Left is short. That out to get the rebound was Jenna Knowles. Picked up by Perkins, and a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Sierra Kirby, and that's her first. So Elise Perkins will inbound on the far sideline for the Lady Midgets to Knowles. Knowles gives it to Jenna Knowles. That's Seaton. Will drive the baseline, stepped on the end line, stepped out of bounds. Turnover gives it right back to North Shelby. Belt inbounds to Kirby. Kirby will bring it down the far sideline, a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Carly Seaton. So Carly Seaton picks up the foul. That's her first, fourth team foul against Putnam County. Andy Belt will inbound on the far sideline into the back. Kirby to court to Kirby. Back to Belt on the right wing. Now Berrick in the right corner. Inside to Shively in a double team. They call a jump ball. Alternate possession comes back to Putnam County. Still 30-22. Get on a number and seem to get stuck on it. North Shelby up by eight after trailing by six at halftime. As Carly Seaton to Perkins for three on the way. No good. And fights the rebound. Meg Shively comes away with it. Natalie Thrasher ahead. It goes to Kirby. Kirby takes it to the house, lays it up, missed it. But coming off with the rebound was Andy Belt. Back to Kirby. Kirby put up a shot, and she's fouled, and the foul's going to be on Adeline Dickerson. That's her third. So three fouls on Dickerson. Sierra Kirby will be up to the line. She has six, looking for seven. Shots up, in and out, no good. Still 30-22. 3:39 left to play in the third quarter. And Sierra Kirby eyes it, fires it, and missed it. And Dickerson comes off the rebound. Dickerson gives the ball out to Perkins. Perkins will bring it across the timeline to Seaton at the top of the key. She'll try a three. Bullseye. Carly Seaton makes it 30-25 as Kirby down the far sideline. Kirby pushes off on Perkins, and the offensive foul on Sierra Kirby. That's her second. 3:17 left to play in the third quarter. Now Andy Belt will check out, and Andy Ohlmeyer will check in. Carly Seaton will bring the ball across the timeline as Seaton has it between the two circles, gives it to Perkins. Perkins will pop a three on the way, no good. And Charlie Seaton kept the ball alive, picked up by Jesslyn Knowles, and a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Natalie Thrasher, and that's her first. That'll be the third team foul against North Shelby. So Elise Perkins. So we'll make sure the official evidently wants to make sure they got the right number up there. They have number three. That's her first. No, it's not a 1-1 yet. Only fourth team foul against North Shelby. So Elise Perkins will inbound. Perkins gets the ball to Dickerson. Throws it overhead. They're picked up by Seaton on the right wing. Seaton top of the key. Jesslyn Knowles from 15 on the way. Got it. 9 points for Jesslyn Knowles. It's a 3-point lead for North Shelby as Kirby goes into a double team, throws up the shot. The scoreboard should be, so there it is, 30-27. North Shelby with the lead and the basketball. Thrasher will inbound to Berry. Berry makes a bad pass, stolen away by Perkins. To Dickerson, brings it across the timeline. Now Knowles, that little ball fake, and they call it for the travel. 2:34 left to play in the third quarter. 30-27, North Shelby the lead and the basketball. Kirby gets the ball to Ohlmeyer. Back to Kirby. Kirby across the timeline. They give it to Thrasher. Thrasher to the top of the key. And the ball slapped out of her hands by Perkins. And Perkins is going to pick up the foul. That's her third. So three fouls on Elise Perkins. Now Dickerson will check out. Grace Nelly will check back in. So Ohlmeyer on the near sideline. To Thrasher on the left wing. Back to Ohlmeyer on the left wing. Bounce pass to Thrasher. And it's almost stolen away by Jenna Knowles. So Addie Ohlmeyer will inbound near sideline. Bounce pass to Kirby. Kirby dribbles out between the two circles to 10 as Ohlmeyer on the right wing. Now Barrick on the right baseline inside to Shively. Put up a shot. It was blocked out of bounds by Jenna Knowles. So again, B. North Shelby basketball as Kirby will inbound. Gets it underneath to Barry. But it'll be shot, blocked by Snelly and taken by Jenna Knowles. Tried to get it to Seaton, knocked out of bounds by Kirby. Putnam County could pull within one with the basket here. Carly Seaton will bring it across the timeline. Seaton to the right wing to Perkins for three. It's an air ball, and Barry comes away with it. Barry in a double team gets the ball to Ohlmeyer, to Thrasher. Ahead it goes to Kirby. Shively under the basket, puts it up and got it. Nice fast break by North Shelby. 8 points for Shively. Back to a 5-point North Shelby lead. As Seaton gives it to Jesslyn Knowles on the left wing. Now Jenna Knowles on the right side of the circle. Back to Perkins. Seaton will try a three. No good. And on the rebound, it goes out of bounds off the hands of Jesslyn Knowles. So Ohlmeyer will inbound to Kirby. Pressure by Putnam County. Kirby gives it back to Ohlmeyer. Ohlmeyer across the timeline to Thrasher on the right wing inside to Shively again. Puts his shot up. It goes down. It counts, and she's fouled. Foul is going to be on Jenna Knowles. That's her first, and Meg Shively will be at the line to try to complete the three-point play. That line, Dickerson will check in. And Carly Seaton will check out for Putnam County. 1:10 left to play in the third quarter. Shively with 10, looking for 11. Eyes it, fires it, and missed it. Jesslyn Knowles off the rebound and almost lost it. Turns right into Kirby. And the foul is going to be on Sierra Kirby, and that's her third. So three fouls on Sierra Kirby. She'll sit down. Andy Belt will check in. 107 left to play in the third quarter. Back. 7-point North Shelby lead. Jenna Knowles tried to throw the ball right through two people. White jersey tried to get it to Jesslyn. Now they try to get it inside to Andy Belt. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Jenna Knowles. So Andy Belt will inbound. Looks for somebody. Still looks. Gets it inside to Thrasher. Little five-footer. Got it. 7 points for Natalie Thrasher. 9 points. North Shelby lead their biggest lead of the ball game. Kesslyn Knowles with the basketball to Jenna Knowles. Now Perkins. Perkins guarded by Barrick in the left corner. Tried to kick it in. Gets it back out to Jenna Knowles to Snelly. Snelly had the pass slapped out of bounds by Natalie Thrasher. It'll be Putnam County basketball out of bounds on the near sideline. 31 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Jesslyn Knowles gets it over to Jenna. Jenna's running 10-footer. In and out, no good. Goes out to Perkins. Now Jesslyn Knowles running 10-footer. Off glass, no good. Whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Natalie Thrasher, and that's her second. So Jesslyn Knowles will go to the line to shoot a pair. She has 9 points, looking for 10. Ice it, fires it, missed the first one. Now Melissa McEwen will check in, and Natalie Thrasher will set down with 22 seconds left to play in the quarter. Knowles' second shot up off the heel of the rim, no good. Ava Williams off of the rebound to Allmeyer. Ahead to Belt on the left wing. Allmeyer has it at the top of the key. Now puts the ball on the floor. Guarded by Jesslyn Knowles. And Jesslyn steals the ball away. Gives the ball to Perkins. Puts it off. Glass missed it. But Dickerson off the rebound. And that's in the third quarter with the score. North Shelby 36. And Putnam County 27. Back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
You probably wouldn't leave thousands of dollars on the table at a diner. Why leave thousands on the table with your tax return? Jackson Hewitt will help make sure you don't. This year, there are thousands of dollars worth of new tax credits. Your Jackson Hewitt tax pro will help you track down every last one, so you get your biggest refund guaranteed. Don't leave thousands on the table this year. Discover thousands of dollars in tax credits instead.
Check, please.
Learn more at jacksonhewitt.com.
Nerds.
Dreaming of adventure beyond your backyard? NerdWallet can help you compare and find the smartest credit cards to get there. Use NerdWallet to compare travel cards with bonus miles to go from working from home to relaxing far, far away. Then use NerdWallet to compare cashback cards and turn everyday purchases into a beachside cabana big enough for the whole family.
More sand for the third tower.
She's the only boss you'll be answering to this week. Nice castle. Compare your way there. Find the smartest financial products for you on NerdWallet.
Welcome back, everybody, to La Plata High School. La Plata Tournament 2022. As we get set to start the fourth quarter of this first round girls game. And North Shelby in the third quarter outscored Putnam County 22-7 to take a 36-27 lead. And North Shelby will have the basketball to start the final 8 minutes. Come up next, it's a 4-5 matchup on the boys' side. Atlanta, the number 4 seed. Schuyler County, the number 5 seed. Putnam County comes out as Natalie Thrasher will inbound for the Lady Raiders. Gets it into Kirby. As Kirby will bring it across the timeline. Thrasher on the right wing. Shively right side of the circle. Williams in the right corner. Kicks back out to Belt between the two circles. Now Kirby on the left wing. Inside to Williams. Now Shively puts it out and got it. 12 points for Meg Shively. 11-point North Shelby lead as Seaton across the timeline to Perkins on the right wing. Gets it to Snelly. At the free throw line, shot from 15, no good. Andy Belt had the rebound. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Putnam County basketball. Now Keith Smith wants a timeout. 7:27 left to play in the game. In North Shelby, 38. Putnam County, 27. Back in 60 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
7:27 left to play in the ball game. It's North Shelby 38, Putnam County 27. Putnam County will have the basketball. Elise Perkins will trigger underneath her own basket. Looks for somebody. Gets it out to Snelly on the left wing. Hands the ball off to Seaton, and she'll bring it out around the top of the key. Now Perkins on the right wing, back to Seaton in the paint. Seaton lost the handle of the basketball, but Dickerson picks it up, gets it out to Snelly. Now Knowles puts up a three-pointer. No good, but a whistle and a foul. And the foul, I think, yep, it's going to be on Natalie Thrasher, and that's her third. So Jesselyn Knowles will go to the line to shoot three free throws. Her shot up, got it. 10 points for Jesselyn Knowles. Makes it 38-28. Putnam County down by 10. Now make it 9. Jesselyn hit the second one. She has 11. Meg Shively will check in. Jaylee Barrick will check out. So Jesselyn Knowles with 11, looking for 12. Isaac fires it. And pinball in and out, no good. Ava Williams off the rebound to Kirby. As Kirby against Pressure, won't bring it across the timeline. Gets it down on the baseline to Williams. But the shot up, missed it. Got her own rebound, went back up with it. And threw the foul. As the foul's going to be on Grace Snelly. That's her second. Ava Williams will be at the line to shoot two shots. She has 4, looking for 5. First shot up, got it. 5 points for Ava Williams. Makes it 39-29. Williams, second free throw on the way, got them both. 6 points for Ava Williams. Back to an 11-point North Shelby lead. Carly Seaton across the timeline to the top of the key. Picks up the dribble, gets the ball to Jesselyn Knowles on the right wing now. Throws it over to Seaton. Seaton saves it in to Perkins. Back to Knowles. Knowles drives the baseline, gets it inside to Dickerson. Kicks it back out to Seaton for 3. No good. And rebound goes off the hands of Grace Snelly. It'll be North Shelby basketball. There's a Atlanta crowd and Schuyler County crowd starting to wander into the gym. So Andy Belt will inbound to Kirby. Ahead it goes to Thrasher. Now Ava Williams gives it back out to Thrasher. From downtown, La Plata, bullseye. 10 points for Natalie Thrasher. 43-29. North Shelby with the lead. Putnam with the basketball. Elise Perkins gives it to Jesselyn Knowles. Snelly. Now Perkins for 3 on the way. Bullseye. 6 points for Elise Perkins. 11-point North Shelby lead as Kirby takes it down the left sideline. Still with a dribble and steps out of bounds. It'll be Putnam County basketball. As Addie Ohlmeyer will check in. Andy Belt checks out. 5:50 left to play in the game. Carly Seaton brings it across the timeline. Seaton gives the ball to Jesselyn Knowles inside to Snelly. Now Perkins will take it to the hoop with the left hand. Got it. Elise Perkins with 8. 43-34. Back under it to a 9-point lead as Thrasher gives it to Williams. Free throw line shots up. No good. And Snelly comes off the rebound. Gives the ball to Carly Seaton. And Seaton across the timeline tried to find Dickerson. And battled away and stolen away by Kirby, and then a foul. The foul's going to be on Jesselyn Knowles, and that's her 4. So 4 fouls on Jesselyn Knowles. That's a 19th foul against Putnam County. And Sierra Kirby will go to the line. She has six, looking for seven. 5:14 left to play in the ball game. Shots up. Got it. 7 points, Sierra Kirby. Well, the scoreboard shows five. I've got her for seven. Shots up. Got them both. I'm going to say she's got 8 points. As across the timeline, Carly Seat for Putnam County. Gives it to Jesselyn Knowles. Knowles inside the arc on the right wing, tried to get it inside to Dickerson. She had it. The pass slapped, tore it out of bounds, saved it in bounds, and threw it out of bounds off Avery Williams. So Perkins gets it into Snelly in the right corner. Seaton has it on the right wing. Now Knowles is going to try a three. No good. And Snelly with the rebound. Snelly, ball's loose on the floor, picked up by Seaton. And a whistle and a foul. The foul may be on Kirby. Nope, it's not. It's going to be on. That's the eighth team foul. It's going to be on Ava Williams. That's her fourth. Has Williams been in foul trouble this whole ball game? Omar will check out. Williams will check out. Varick checks in. And Andy Bell checks back in. And that's the line, Carly Seaton. She has six. They're five, looking for six, missed it, and the rebound is run down in the left corner by Seaton. And now Keith Smith wants a timeout. 4:44 left to play in the ball game. It's North Shelby 45, Putnam County 34. Back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
Small towns are built upon the support of the people who call them home. When we all work together, there are no limits to what we can achieve. For over two decades, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We lift up the people and the programs that unite us. Thanks to your dedication, we're able to support the communities we serve in multiple ways, taking us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Putnam County students and athletes.
Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your car, home, motorcycle, commercial auto, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com.
New Spicy Lovers Pizza from Pizza Hut is here. With spicy marinara, sliced red chilies, and a fiery blend of herbs and crushed red pepper, your taste buds will thank you after they've cooled down. New Spicy Lovers Pizza. No one out-pizzas the Hut. Product availability and prices may vary. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back, everybody, to the La Plata Tournament. We have 4:44 left to play in this girls' first-round game. North Shelby leading 45-34, Putnam with the basketball. As Jesselyn Knowles makes a bad pass, stolen away by Sierra Kirby. Kirby across the timeline, the left side of the circle. And now Thrasher has it on the left wing to Kirby, to the right wing to Bell. Bell puts the ball on the floor, finds Kirby between the two circles. That's Natalie Thrasher to Kirby. Kirby gets it inside Abby Bell. No Barrick. So Barrick puts up the shot. She has seven. And we come the other way, and Putnam County walks through the basketball. So North Shelby, their biggest lead of the ball game at 13, 47-34 is Kirby. Dribbles into a double team, had the ball slapped away. Seaton takes it to the house, missed it, but Perkins is there, puts it back up and in. 10 points for Elise Perkins. Andy Belt in the backcourt to Kirby. Across the timeline to Thrasher between the two circles. Bounce pass to Kirby between the two circles. Back to Thrasher. Shively on the left baseline. Thrasher, whistle and a foul. And the foul is going to be on Elise Perkins, and Perkins just picked up her fourth foul. 10 team fouls against Putnam County. So at the line, Natalie Thrasher to shoot a pair. She has 10, still has 10. Left it off the front edge of the rim. 47-36, North Shelby with the lead. Next shot, up, in and out, no good. And Dickerson comes off the rebound, gets it out to Perkins. Perkins will bring it across the timeline, finds Seaton on the left wing. As Seaton around a pick set by Snelly, whistling a foul. A foul's going to be on Sierra Kirby, and that's her fourth. Still fouls on Kirby. Kirby will sit down, and Addy Ohlmeyer will check in. As Carly Seaton will be at the line. Seaton with 5 points, looking for six. Left it short. And Barry comes off the rebound in a triple team. And now we're going to call it a foul. Evidently, there's a foul. The foul's going to be on Carly Seaton. That's her second, or third, second foul on Carly Seaton. So Jenna Knowles gets set to check back in. Barrick was seven, looking for eight. Shots up, missed it. 3:31 left to play in the ballgame. Now Adeline Dickerson checks out. Jenna Knowles will check in. As Barrick, again, seven, looking for eight. Shots up, missed it. And Grace Nelly off the rebound. Gets the ball out to Carly Seaton. Seaton dribbles to the top of the key. Now the right side of the circle. Jesselyn Knowles off the baseline, running 10-footer. In and out, no good. And Ohlmeyer comes off the rebound. Gets the ball out to Belt. Belt ahead to Thrasher. Inside the arc on the left wing. Thrasher looks inside, finds Berry. Puts his shot up, missed it. And that was going to be on Jesselyn Knowles. That may be her fifth, and it is. So Jesselyn Knowles just fouled out of the ball game. So Adeline Dickerson will check back in. Also, Elise Perkins. Well, started out, and Keith Smith said, no, you stay in there. So Barry will shoot two shots. Shots up, missed it. 7 points for Jaden Barry. Looking for eight. Now Keith Smith wants another timeout. 3:07 left to play in the ball game. It's North Shelby 47, Putnam County 36. Back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
Putnam County R1 schools are honored to have the opportunity to educate tomorrow's leaders. Citizenship, perseverance, respect, responsibility, and teamwork are all characteristics that they strive to teach their students to be successful in life. Putnam County R1 schools take pride in their students' achievements, whether it's on or off the field, in Putnam County midget teams.
You know your closet well, but what does it sound like? Yes, your closet. Does it whisper your taste? Does it scream your taste? The new Stitch Fix Freestyle, your personalized store, gets to know your unique style and fit. Its selection transforms to show you only the looks and trends you love. With a store that evolves alongside your taste, your closet will scream, so you, without actually screaming. Introducing Stitch Fix Freestyle for women and men, your personalized store. We're so you.
Welcome back, everybody, to Plata High School, Plata Tournament. 3:07 left to play in this girls' first-round game. North Shelby 47, Putnam County 36, and J.D. Berry gets the line for a second free throw. Eyes it, fires it, and missed it. Nan Dickerson comes off the rebound to Snelly. Snelly gives it to Carly Seaton, and Seaton brings it across the timeline to the top of the key. Jenna Knowles on the wing. Now Perkins for three. Bullseye. 13 points for Elise Perkins. And it's an 8-point North Shelby lead with the basketball. Belt to Barrick, and Barrick walked with it. So Ava Williams and Sierra Kirby both check back in. Andy Belt and Jaylee Barrick both check out. Carly Seaton again will bring it across the timeline. Gives it up Perkins on the left wing. Kicks it out to Jenna Knowles. Now Seaton has it in the right corner. Gets it inside to Snelly. Now Seaton puts up a little 12-footer. Got it. 7 points for Carly Seaton. 8 points. North Shelby leading Putnam County just stole the ball as Carly Seaton will take it right to Kirby. Puts the shot up. Missed it. And off of the rebound is Natalie Thrasher, and a whistle and a foul. Well, now the Chiefs got the scoreboard right. It's a 6-point lead as the foul's going to be on Carly Seaton. That's her third. 2:13 left to play in the ball game. All of a sudden, what was a 13-point North Shelby lead, now a 6-point North Shelby lead, as Natalie Thrasher has the line to shoot two. She has 10, make it 11. 11 points for Natalie Thrasher. Omar will check out. Andy Belt will check back in for the Lady Raiders. Thrasher's second free throw, no good. Dickerson off the rebound to Seton. 7-point North Shelby lead as Seton will bring it across the timeline. Now it's fast to Snell at the free throw line. Now Jenna Knowles for three. The open air ball goes out of bounds. So it'll be North Shelby basketball. 2 minutes left to play in the game. Thrasher by Putnam County. Andy Bell makes it out the near sideline. And a pass, ball stolen away by Jenna Knowles. Gives it to Perkins. As Perkins to Seton in the left corner. Seton will take it in the paint, lays it up, got it. 9 points for Carly Seton. 5-point North Shelby lead as Belt steps on the sideline, falls down, and it's going to be Putnam County basketball. 1:33 left to play in the game. And now Landon Daniel wants a timeout. 1:33 left to play in the ball game. It's North Shelby 48, Putnam County 43. Back in 60 seconds, this is KMEM Sports.
Research shows that people remember radio ads with repetition. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's a repetitive ad. Okay. Research shows that people remember radio ads with repetition. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's a repetitive ad. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Hola, Carla speaking.
Carla's roofing company always goes above and beyond.
Yeah, we heard about next week's forecast.
She needs a new foreman to weather a storm of projects.
You mean another full crew before Wednesday? Mira Jose, can you work Wednesday?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
1:33 left to play in the ball game. 48-43. North Shelby up by 5. Putnam County with the basketball. As Carly Seton will inbound to Elise Perkins. Seton will bring it across the timeline. As Seton dribbles to the left wing. Gets to the left corner to Perkins. As Perkins, a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Meg Shively. That's her second. So two fouls on Meg Shively. That's both teams and now in the double bonus. So Elise Perkins with 13, looking for 14. Shots up, missed it. Left it short. 1:22 left to play as Perkins next free throw up. Pinballs in and out, no good. And a whistle and a foul. Who's going to foul going to be on? Going to be on Adeline Dickerson. That's her fourth. So we'll walk the other way, and Ava Williams will be at the line. So Williams on the night with 6 points, looking for 7. She'll shoot a pair, first shot, up, got it. 7 points for Ava Williams, back to a 6-point North Shelby lead, 49-43. 7, looking for 8, shot, up. And got them both. 8 points for Ava Williams. Here comes Seton across the timeline. Seton to the right wing, still with the dribble beyond the arc, tried to get it inside to Snelly. The ball's kicked. It'll be Putnam County basketball out of bounds on the near sideline. So there's the extra 2 points left bound as Seton throws it over Snelly's head and out of bounds. So it'll be North Shelby basketball out of bounds on the far sideline. As Barry only has 5, I think. So Ava Williams has it between the two circles now. Kirby bounced fast on the right wing. Now down on the right baseline to Barry. and Barrick. Had the ball slapped out of her hands by Snell. He goes out of bounds, so it'll be North Shelby basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. Hazel Williams to trigger. Williams gets it into Kirby. Kirby back to Thrasher. Now to free throw line. Meg Shively and a whistle on a foul. Foul's going to be on Seton. That's her fourth. So four fouls on Carly Seton. That's Meg Shively with 10. Looking for 11 and just ripped off the right edge. Danced around, wouldn't go down. Still 10 points for Meg Shively. Ice it, fires it, and got it. 11 points for Meg Shively. Here comes Seton across the timeline between the two circles. Gives it to Snelly, free throw line shot. Top, got it. 4 points for Grace Snelly. 51-45 as Aiden Williams falls down and walked with it. 6 point, North Shelby lead, 51-45. Time is of the essence for Putnam County. Perkins, bad pass, stolen away by Belt, takes it to the house, lays it up and got it. That was Kirby. Sierra Kirby now has 8 points. Three-pointer by Carly Seton. Now in the left corner, bullseye. 12 points for Seton. 5-point lead, 8 seconds. And a whistle and a foul. So the foul's going to be on Jenna Knowles. That's her second. And Ava Williams will go to the line. And she'll shoot 2 shots. So Ava Williams with 8, looking for 9. Josh up, got it. 9 points for Ava Williams. 54-48. 9, looking for 10. Shots on the way, got them both. 10 points for Ava Williams. Here comes Putnam in a hurry. Carly Seton to Perkins. Perkins running 5-footer, wouldn't go. And that's the end of the ballgame. With the final score, North Shelby 55 and Putnam County 48. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents.
And Doug.
Don't you just love the smell of old books?
This is a library.
Sorry, ma'am. We're looking for a book titled Liberty Mutual Customizes Your Car Insurance So You Only Pay for What You Need.
I don't think we carry that, but check nonfiction.
It really does devour literature.
Please leave.
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Here at Frank's Red Hot, we've put together a completely exhaustive list of essentials that will bring everyone together on game day. Number one, Frank's Red Hot. Number two, wings. Okay, it looks like that's it. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
This Missouri Net Sports Report is presented by Missouri's Natural Gas Operators. If you smell gas, leave fast and call your gas company.
Missouri Net Sports and Bill Pollack, the Kansas City Chiefs, will try to make it to their third straight Super Bowl, hosting their fourth AFC Championship game against the Cincinnati Bengals on Sunday. Kansas City continues to get healthier. Every player was a full participant in practice yesterday, including safety Tyrann Mathieu, who suffered a concussion last Sunday. Defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo says that really affected...
And welcome back, everybody, to play the tournament. It's the final. As the Putnam County Lady Midgets, or the North Shelby Ladies, win their 10th game of the year by defeating Putnam County 55-48. Take a look at the scoring first for North Shelby. Natalie Thrasher with 13 points, Andy Belt with 4, Sierra Kirby with 8, J.C. Berry, Jaden Berry with 7, Meg Shiley with 12 points, and Ava Williams with 10. For Putnam County, Elise Perkins with 13 points. Jenna Knowles with 2. Grace Nelly with 4. Adeline Dickerson with 6. Charlie Seaton with 9, and Jesslyn Knowles with 11 points. Putnam County led 16-7 after one quarter. North Shelby outscored Putnam 7-4 in the second quarter. Putnam led 20-14 at the half. In the third quarter, North Shelby outscored Putnam 22-7, and Putnam County led 36-27 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, it was Putnam outscoring North Shelby 21-19, but North Shelby girls won it 55-48. North Shelby improves to 10-6, while Putnam County 8-8.